Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to His bounty by learning about beer.
Come on!
Super Metal Face!
Super Pump!
What's up, world? Welcome to Casually Lit episode something or other. What are you showing me here? Rody's showing me. Oh, he's at 992? You got eight more left?
Oh, and we're about to ruin your like lead up to it.
Yeah, make sure those.
Yeah, can't wait for it to be Strongbow Cider.
Well, if Rody's 1,000th check-in, be Strongbow Cherry Blossom Cider.
So for you people that don't even understand what the hell we're talking about, this is Untappd. It's a beer app that we love and follow with religiously. You can check into beers, you can see what other people have checked into, what they've rated it, and you can judge based on that and not even try it if you don't want to.
Yeah, you can throw up comments, you can throw up photos where you bought it, how you drank it, like if it was in a bottle or on draft. It's good stuff.
We got a show for you guys tonight. We got a lot of beer. I don't know what we're going to try, what we're not going to try, save for next week. We might talk about my dentist trip a little bit. We might talk about some other things. Deep Ellum, a brewery here in Dallas, is moving. Not moving, well, opening a second location.
Right.
I'm going to talk about it. I got my it tickets. I want to talk about it a lot. That was pretty going to be cool.
Oh, you're going to go watch it?
Yeah.
Opening?
No.
Midnight showing?
Talk about some of the Star Wars drama, some other shit's going on. But yeah, let's start with this Founders. What are we drinking here, boys?
We are drinking the Green Zebra by Founders Brewing Company. It's a Goza-style ale brewed with watermelon and sea salt. And apparently it's got a little something extra on the aroma. It smells like shit. Smells like straight up poop. Like, go get you a can of this. It tastes great. It's a Goza. You can get some of the watermelon flavor in it. It's 4.6% alcohol by volume. Everything you expect in a Goza, with just a little bit of dirty diaper.
It was delicious. I want another.
Can't get enough of that poop.
As long as you close your nose, it's really good.
Can't get enough of that golden poop.
Oh, that's gross. But it tastes good. It's just super sour. Really super sour. Salty, though.
Yeah, it's definitely not one that you want to breathe in while you take a sip. Just, you know, close off that little passage.
Chris, come here real quick.
You're starting to make it where I can't drink this stuff, David, with your word descriptions.
I'll give you a nickel if you take just a big old whiff of your glass.
So gross.
Just take
okay, I owe you 5 cents.
No, don't drink it. Just smell it.
Get you a good smell of it.
Get you a whiffy poo.
Chris made a face of despair. And he's drinking it.
Does that smell like a gray diaper?
What the hell is gray diaper? Is that one of those illnesses you get on Game of Thrones?
Well, no, yes. He's an uncle, so.
Oh, gray. His niece, I get it now.
Yeah, it does smell like shh.
He's censoring himself. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Here at Casually Lit, we do not like to say curse words like shit.
Except that I already did several times.
Oh, don't worry. They're accounted for.
I said bad words.
You're already at -3 points. Gryffindor will not be winning the Tri-Wizard tournament.
Whatever. You know Dumbledore just pulls some shit out of his ass. There's another one.
I can't say Dumbledore and ass in this. Yes, you can.
Dumbledorf?
Yeah, so this is something I would drink again for sure. Especially on a hot day, mowing the lawn, or after you've sweat a gallon, this will put the salt right back in you.
Now, if you already have swamp ass, like, you won't even notice. Now, this one, it really does. It tastes fine. It tastes refreshing, sweet, watermelon flavor. Good Goza style, so it's salty. It's really not terribly sour either. It's we're pouring it out of a can into our glasses, so you can definitely pick that up in a six-pack.
The Green Zebra looks like a zebra that somebody painted. Like, it's the worst artwork I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I mean, compared to what Founders usually does.
I did that in paint this morning when I was bored.
Like, I'm sure someone's really proud of their fourth grader that did this for them.
It looks very similar to the goblin off of Lord of the Rings.
Gollum?
Gollum?
Goblin.
Oh, the goblin.
It's my goblin sound.
That was good.
Thank you. You guys wanted to just listen to me do that for an hour, right?
And
that
was, yes.
And that was what we
Mother of God.
Isn't that what we signed up for?
Patrick the Bear.
We got a lot of good beers.
Oh, you should. Jason's reviews and Gollum voice.
Precious.
Who is it that we know somebody that can do that voice, and I don't remember who it is.
Didn't Bray just normally talk like that?
Oh, bam, punch in the gut. Take that, Bray.
That's what you get for not being here.
Dick.
So, for those of you that don't know, I'm Jason.
I'm David.
I'm Rhodey.
And I'm Chris.
Yeah. And we are Captain Planet.
With our powers combined.
I don't know if that'll ever get comfortable. I don't know.
Who's heart, though?
I don't even like doing that. Hey, everybody. My name is Jason.
My name is...
Slim Shady?
Yes. He's a member of the cast. He hadn't said anything, though. He's just sitting over there menacingly glowering at us.
And wiping the spaghetti off of his shirt.
Oh, I thought it was a lamp over in the corner.
Oh, it's getting warm in here.
Mm. Dad jokes.
All right.
Oh, God. Good Lord. So, this next beer... I'm actually drinking this IPA from Martin House, Selleman's Reserve. David, you want to explain what they do with Selleman's Reserve?
Selleman's Reserve is a similar recipe, and the only thing they change is the hops. So what it is, it's a showcase for each specific hop. Each time they release it with a new hop variety. For example, this time it is Phoenix. They've done Cascade. They've done Huel Melon. They've done Mandarina Bavaria. They do it so that you can get an idea for what each hop tastes like, smells like in the glass. It gives you a better character for what that hop is. It's actually a tool that brewers use that recently they've realized people actually enjoy drinking single hopped beers. But it's a tool they used to use to get an idea for what types of beers, what types of recipes it would be good in. They'd brew a really simple malt bill and then load it down with those particular hops to get an idea. Okay, well, this one has a little bit more citrus. This one's a little bit more dank. This one's got some earthy. This one's spicy. And then they would build up recipes back to feature those hops.
Right. That's funny because what our buddy Zach we were talking to, Zach is a beer expert as well. He's not. Is he a Cicerone? I don't know if he is or not. But he was talking about how people are wanting beer to get back to basics, that there's too much vanilla, chocolate, coconut, cream pie in every one of these beers, and he was getting tired of it. He's wanting it to go back to normal stuff.
Yeah, Reinheitsgebot.
We went to our watering hole here in Arlington Cool Keg Friday. Rhodey was out killing innocent animals.
Yep.
With his shotgun.
Killed all of them. None of them.
Oh, really? You didn't get one?
I did not get one.
You didn't get one?
Uh-uh.
Did you see one?
Oh, yeah, we saw a couple.
You just couldn't get your gun up fast enough?
No, they didn't fly near me.
It's a good thing that's not your personal life.
That's true.
That means two things.
Oh, that was terrible. I was terrible. Sorry. You're killing animals, and I'm the angry vegetarian.
And I'm the cure.
I'm an angry vegetarian. That's why I was trying to do that, but it wasn't coming off. I'm not that angry. I don't care if you kill doves. I don't care if Prince says, "This is what it sounds like when doves cry."
Why is that dove underwater?
Because he's hiding from you, man. You didn't think to look in the ponds? That's where all the doves hide.
So you spent 2 days out there or three?
Two and a half.
And no doves?
Not really. They weren't flying at all. Look, yeah. Evidently, there was a...
It's because the hurricane's coming.
Yeah, it's El Nino, man.
Some fronts had come through and pushed them out.
Right.
So we're hoping when we go back in like 2 or 3 weeks, there's supposed to be some cold fronts coming in from the north. It'll push them down, and we'll get one more hunt in.
Nice. Holy damn. Yeah, because normally y'all get like 30 or 40 of the damn things.
Oh, they taste so good.
All two bites of each one.
Yep.
It's like crawfish.
Bacon wrapped with extra cruelty.
It was delicious. I want another.
You get two bites out of the poor creature, and it's like, burr. Anyways, same thing as crawfish. Like, oh, I need to eat 700 crawfish to accomplish anything.
That's why you have to suck the head. Sound bite.
Are we bringing Who Said That back? Because I think that's coming.
I mean, that's if that's not in there, I'll be disappointed.
I literally already have three so far. Oh. I've been writing the times down.
Oh, good. So
that's a little game we like to play. Yeah, we'll play clips completely out of context and guess who said them.
That is the one thing we're going to keep doing is bringing the games back, but they're going to be their own thing. All of them are never, they're never going to be with an episode. That's what we had decided, right?
Right.
They're going to be their own, even if it's 2 minutes long or 2 hours long, special, it'll be its own
release.
Yeah. Before show, after show, maybe on a weekend, whatever you guys want to do.
99 cents a piece.
It's not a bad idea. Papa got to pay for this internet, this $300 that it takes to launch a podcast.
Yeah, the internet's not free, apparently.
And if that, what's his name, the chairman of the
FC? Oh, Captain Douchebag?
Whatever his name is. If he has his way, it's going to be worse.
Oh, he already has. I wrote a letter to my congressman. My congressman wrote a letter back. It's like, thank you for writing to me. This is all great. I stand by the chairman of the FCC. Well, you can suck a chode. I don't care. Timestamp that. You bleep that. No, I want people to know that I said a bad word.
Yep, I'm sending it to them. Oh, we are allowed to curse. You know that. I was just playing.
I know, but it's the FCC.
Fuck. Oh, but they're going to try to stop podcasts and stuff. Like a lot of people don't even understand what's going on with net neutrality. But I invite you to Google it and read it. And this is not a net neutrality podcast.
Yet.
Time to get angry. Government. Trump.
Rabble.
See, I had to go to the dentist yesterday.
Aww.
That's what I did. Got numb 5 shots.
I suggest aspirin for that headache.
That would have been better than them numbing my mouth. 5 shots and numb it all up.
5 shots.
And then when it was over.
Why'd you touch your nose first?
It hurt. That's about where it felt like it was at. He stuck this one all the way up in here. That one still hurts. But anyways, it was for a deep cleaning, whatever.
Deep cleaning? Yeah. I think you got mouth raped.
Well, they numb your mouth and they get in there in between your gums and like dig in your gums trying to get out anything that may have gotten in there. Floss,
and
kids.
It's gone.
Floss, kids.
Sounds
it's a good
idea.
It's
extremely painful.
It's a really good idea for you to floss out there. If you're not flossing twice a day, I recommend 3 times a day.
God damn.
I'm not going back. Anyways.
That seems rough.
What was really bad, though, I mean, they should know. I've been numbed like twice in my mouth. And then she hands me this cup. She's like, here, you got to rinse out your mouth. My whole face is numb. And I go... And it just goes all over my shirt.
She did that on purpose.
I was so
mad. Were you wearing that white t-shirt?
No, but it was one of my polos. I was like, God damn it. And then I had this stuff all over me. And she was like, oh, I should have told you to hold your mouth closed. And so she gives me another one. And I try to hold my mouth closed. And it still squirts out.
It's like, yeah, I forgot. You don't even need to be rinsing right now.
I had to reach up, pinch my lips closed with my hand and be like.
And then she reached over and pad you dry with a towel.
It's like, you poor kid. And she just handed me a whole thing full of towels and went in the office and gossiped about the idiot in room 3. He's 30. He doesn't know how to wash his mouth out. That guy's a moron. So I took my punishment, paid my $200 bill. And,
of course.
And went on about my life.
How do your teeth feel now?
I feel clean.
Good.
I feel damn clean.
They're pretty squeaky clean.
Still hurts, though. They're still sore.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she's like, no, you know, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't drink alcohol. Don't do this. Came home. I immediately ate something that I probably shouldn't have ate. It was muffins, so it got all stuck in there.
Oh, yeah. Poppy seed.
And then I immediately was like, I need a beer. Why do I feel so sick? And then I laid down and watched Giants preseason game that I taped. Actually, we started watching, Bob's Burgers. That's actually really good.
Yeah, I love Bob's Burgers.
Just started that.
All right.
I never realized that that's the Bob is voiced by the same guy that voices Archer.
Yes. John H. Benjamin.
And also Home Movies.
Archer?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yep. Oh. Did you say Home Movies?
Yes, I did.
That's why Brendan,
the coach in Home Movies.
Brendan Small. Mm-hmm. He's the one that does Metalocalypse. He also did Home Movies.
He looks nothing like what he sounds like.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like what he sounds like.
No, I disagree.
He's been on, what's it called? Drunk History before, I think.
Oh, I'm sure he has. He seems like a drunkard.
Oh, yeah.
Most of his roles involve... gratuitous amounts of alcohol.
Gratuitous.
Yeah, but it's the mom on Bob's Burgers who's the wino.
Huh.
It's like, I'm not drunk. I've only had half of 4 bottles of wine.
I know a lot of people like that.
You looked silently, at me. Everyone looked at me.
Silently looking over at you, David.
Everyone's holding up a sign that says intervention.
That's what this is. We're actually
Hold on. I'm going to take a drink.
We're actually not podcasting again. The whole point was to set this up so you would come sit down so we could talk to you about your problems.
It's an elaborate ruse. I think I'm going to keep doing my problem and then like turn it into a career.
Is that what a brewer is, just a career drunk?
I mean,
that's a horrible shot. Shots fired at all of my friends.
That's pretty unfair. Sam Malone didn't even drink beer, and he ran a damn bar.
True. He didn't drink beer at all?
No. He was a recovering alcoholic. He couldn't drink.
How hard would that be? I thought about that, like, because I know a few brewers that are slowing down a little bit, not drinking as much, and I'm like, how hard is that to make beer and not just be like, gulp, gulp,
gulp. Well, I mean, if you know what it's going to taste like.
Then that's why he volunteers.
Well,
right.
You swish and do the swish and spit. Swish and spit.
Winos.
But speaking of brewers, what are we drinking here?
The next beer we have is from a local brewer.
Huh.
Called Division. I don't know if you guys have heard of them. They're kind of a big deal.
Division Brewing here in Arlington, Texas.
Yes.
Not far from the stadium or the ballpark. If you're ever
walking distance, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, if you're ever in Arlington, don't be a wuss and Google that and go.
Yes. At any given time, there's between 10 to 17 to 18, sometimes 20 different offerings they have. So any taste you have in beer, even if you don't even know what you like, they've got something for you, and it's going to be delicious.
Very true.
And so what we're drinking today is called Cantaloupia.
Is that what's in this glass?
Yes. So we're all drinking it. It's made with fresh cantaloupe. I actually don't know very much about this one. I'm not a member of the Can Club, unfortunately. I'm a bad friend.
It's a Saison. That's about all I know.
Yeah, it's a Saison with cantaloupe.
That's complicated, and it tastes like cantaloupe with a tiny bit of sourness. It's actually really damn good.
Yeah, it's not really sour. It's
refreshing.
It's tart. It finishes dry.
Very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Dry is a good word, like gin, like that gin finish, like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's definitely not puckering at all, but you get a good, nice, fresh melon flavor.
Melancholy. Oh, I like it.
And the infinite sadness.
I would drink the crap out of this. Now I got to check into all these beers that I'm missing.
Oh, yeah.
That's
one thing. By the time you listen to this, you will have already had a chance to go pick up some of your own. The first beer we had, the Founders. Founders distributes in Texas, so you should be able to find that pretty widely. Cantaloupia might be a little bit harder for you to find. I think Division still has it on. I don't know what time when you're going to be listening to this, but check it out. They actually have an app. If you just go to the App Store and search for Division Brewing app, they actually have an app. They'll show what they have on tap so you can see what your favorites are when they come back on. They'll have like what food is going to be present, what food truck. It's usually Jay's Tacos, my favorite.
They're ahead of the game.
So pick that up.
What happened?
So as I was saying, I said all the words already. I said the words, then you left.
You guys just...
Where'd Daddy go?
All three of y'all.
You can't leave on the end of a topic.
Yeah, I thought he was going to stand behind me.
Only went right there.
That's too far away. You should have held out the paper so we could see the next topic.
Silence. That right there is called production value.
Oh my god, it just went super cool. There was no breathing or nothing. It was just like, doop.
I held my breath.
Because I wanted to be able to cut that out.
Yep.
Show's over. Jason's going to the bathroom. What do we do? Oh, it's ridiculous. Why are you crying?
What do we even talk about then? I don't know.
Oh my god, let's talk about taking shots of a cantaloupe here.
I want to take 5 shots of cantaloupia to my face.
I know somebody that will like this a lot. I don't hate it. It's good. I would absolutely buy it again. Good job by Division.
Exactly. And that's one of the things, like, you'll hear cantaloupe in the name of the beer. And you'll be like, oh, I don't know, cantaloupe. Give the beer a shot. Wade and Sean know what they're doing. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Everything they've made so far, you get the absolute intent of what they've got. They got excellent balance between their hops and their maltiness. Even on their real big beers, like Tres Cronos is one of our favorites. Agtown is their double IPA. It's about 9%. Good God, anytime that is on, I will stop what I'm doing to go get it.
It's on right now.
Bye-bye.
Calling you out on your bullshit. David's gone. What do we do? Go silent.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so fun. I don't know why. It shouldn't have been as funny as it was, but I was over there turning the air down because it's so hot, and I just turn around and there's nothing happening. It's like, and I look down, I was like, it's been 15 seconds. Anyways, oh my God.
I thought you were making signs behind my back. More intervention signs.
What Deep Ellum Brewing is.
Sorry.
It would be fine.
Every 30 seconds.
Okay. So Deep Ellum Brewing in Fort Worth, a lot of people that don't know, Google Deep Ellum, it'll pop up immediately. It's huge. They're pretty big. I'd say they're top five in Texas. Four, five, six, what would you think?
Yeah, they're going to be up there. They're going to be right up there.
Visually, they might be number one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they've got some of the best artwork, the best visuals, cans, everything's beautiful. They are doing something new that I don't think anybody has done yet, opening a separate small tap room location, basically focused on food, with beer being complementary to that.
Technically, in the same market.
Yes.
So yeah. The only ones you see doing something like that are like BJ's Brew House. That's actually a Texas chain. Oh. They brew the beer out in Tyler, and they distribute it to all their locations. There's one on the West Coast called McMenamin's. There's a couple other ones that do that. I think there was a news story a couple of years, I guess it was maybe a year ago, that Deep Ellum was purchased by a craft distilling group and as part of their kind of reach into craft beer. Deep Ellum is dabbling in craft spirits. They're going to start doing like whiskey and vodka and stuff like that. But I think part of that is funding the expansion for them to open up tap rooms that also have food. They'll be making, you know, delicious pub fare. I'm sure it'll all be handmade, everything delicious, great.
Right.
To go along with the Deep Ellum beer.
Yeah, I mean, they've recently added food at their home site already, and we've had a few things there. It's all been really good.
Those nachos were on point. Black bean nachos. Boy.
Sounds delicious.
Their beer. Even the stuff that it's like most like with us, what you'll learn from us is that even if there's styles or something that we don't like the smell of a beer, we can still tell if it's a good beer. And like with them, everything I've ever tried, even if I don't necessarily like it, I can still tell that it's pretty epic. They do quite well. They make really good stuff. We had that the tequila barrel. What was it?
Flesh.
Because they did two different versions of it. They did two different versions of it. One was the
Bellman.
Bellman, yeah. Bellman's Reserve or Bellman's whatever. One of them was tequila. The other one was whatever. And the tequila one was a little bit sour. And it was
Fascinating Bellman.
Fascinating Bellman.
I don't think I've ever had that one.
Oh, it was so good. Man. So good. And then we had Dream Crusher, of course. You can't go there without having Dream Crusher.
Love Dream Crusher.
And Plate 8 and their summer beer they had this year, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's really good.
Really enjoyed that. But I'm pretty... So I'm wondering about the model. Like, they're going to set an example for bigger places opening smaller places in different markets. Like David said, it's about 45 minutes from its other location.
Yeah, so downtown Dallas is the home site for Deep Ellum. They're actually on the they're actually in a neighborhood called Deep Ellum, go figure. It's on the southeast side of downtown Dallas. They're opening up a location in Fort Worth near TCU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is Texas Christian University.
Yeah, it's like almost on the corner of 7th. Bam. Right. They're going to get a lot of traffic. But like we started talking about that model and like what kind of example it's setting and what's going to.
They taking over the poorhouse?
What could occur? No, it's some shipping. It used to be a graphics place.
Okay.
That did like t-shirt printing and all that kind of crap. Basically a warehouse that they're going to turn into like all other breweries do.
Mm-hmm.
They buy warehouses and make them
cheap
awesome.
Cheap real estate, baby. Got to snatch it up.
Yeah, I was like wondering. I was like, I wonder how much that really costs. Because right there by 7th, that land value is like tripling. But anyways, I'm excited. But I
feel like they're probably testing in the waters to see if they could stand it, to make sure that there's the right supply lines and everything like that. And they might start branching out. You might see one in Austin.
Yeah.
That's where I would go next.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, that could change the model a little bit. And you might see chain breweries. Like, imagine a brewery that doesn't necessarily have a home brewery, and it's just like 15 little ones, like almost chain restaurant, like 15 Chili's.
It's like B&J. It's like their beer isn't always like the best example of that style. They do some really, really well, mm-hmm. but it's consistent. And if they have people drinking it, that they got in early enough to where they could just make the beers they want to make and offer pretty good food, actually, for the price. But what Deep Ellum's going to try and do is like, all right, we're here after the craft beer boom. There are 40 breweries just in our market right now that are all making excellent beer. So we have a higher standard, higher level of entry. They're going to make sure that that works in Fort Worth, and then I would not be at all surprised within 5 years' time to see a bunch of them. So it's going to be the type of thing. I hate to even label them like a chain, because it's just going to be an extension of them. What larger brewers do is they'll, for example, Lagunitas. They're a pretty large brewery. Unfortunately, they've recently been bought all the way by Heineken. However, when they were getting started, they were independent, and the founder, Tony McGee, at one point was trying to extend his reach where he would ship beer to the east. And he's like, all right, well, I really want to get it past the Mississippi River. I want to get it out to the East Coast. But the time that it took for his beer to go to the East Coast, it was getting not as fresh. It was sitting in warehouses, and it was costing them a fortune to ship all that on these trucks. So what he did is like, you know what? For the cost of shipping the volume that I need to sell on the East Coast, it's actually cheaper for me to build another entire brewery in Chicago, which is what he did. So that I feel like that is not exactly the direction that Deep Elm is taking by opening up this tap room. It's definitely a much smaller scale of that.
Right, right, right.
But if he can set up a network of supply, maybe even going to Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, I mean, set it up like a spider web where Dallas is at the center. I mean, why not? If you got the market and if you got people that want to come drink some really good beer that's very consistent, fucking do it.
Do it. Yeah, consistency. That's the number one word that you'll hear a lot from me. Consistency is the key to take this mystery. I like...
Well, no one's going to top that.
Damn it. My own sound bites are biting and fighting against me.
Mmm, grassy.
I think that... consistency is what's going to separate. It's what always separates the weak from the strong for me, because there's nothing like picking up a beer and it doesn't taste the same. I'm like, I just had this last week. Why does it taste different?
Yeah, if a beer's not consistent and it's your favorite, or if it was, it made an impression on you, like it's not going to be your favorite, because you will have only had that one experience and then you'll never be able to get that back. It's kind of sad.
Exactly. The next one that we're going to drink is from Voodoo. Where's Voodoo at?
Tin Roof is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
God damn it. Got it wrong.
It's okay. There's a skull looking at you. It's intimidating. I get it.
It is pretty intimidating. It's an American Pale Ale, which the difference between an American Pale Ale and a regular Pale Ale, is that going to be the style of hops, or what are we talking here?
Yeah, an American Pale Ale is usually more hop forward. Regular Pale Ale style comes from England. Pale Ale is basically what an IPA is, minus all of the hops they used to cram into it for shipping to India.
Oh.
Hence the I in IPA. So pale ale is a lighter, I would say sessionable. It's probably going to be a little bit more, a few more points ABV than would call a session ale.
Yeah.
But it's something you can have a couple of, have a full pint, and not be, you know,
snuggled.
Dragging.
I'm not going to lie. This would be a six-packer here. Oh, my gosh. This is delicious. Woo.
Very light, very bright. As Rody said, a little bit grassy.
On the grassy, no.
Let me see if the can has any hints as to what we should be tasting.
Nothing. It says oats on there. Brewed with oats.
It's got oats in it. Just like rain falling on a tin roof. There's nothing more comforting than the first sip of tin roof beer.
I totally taste a Quaker.
It says brewed with oats.
Yeah. I was thinking that I was reading a taste description, and it's just the stuff they put on every one
of
their cans.
I'm not gone crazy. I mean, it says on there, right? I'm
looking for the oats. I don't see the oats
green,
yet.
The green thing.
I mean, there's several boxes of green. It's the only colors on the can.
God damn it. Right there. I see the green line right there above the green thing.
A hop-forward pale ale brewed with malted oats.
Oats, see?
You got it. You picked the shortest word on the label for me to find.
Y'all laughed at me? Malted oats, which are just... oats coated in malts.
Not exactly.
I know that exactly. What are malted oats?
Dude? We may do a show later on where we explain the brewing process, but right now we're going to explain the drinking process. And the thing is, you open the can and then you drink it.
We're supposed to be dumbing this down for everybody, including myself.
Right.
Brewing is super fun, but it is a very scientific, very large process.
Yep.
And I've learned a lot, but not enough.
Oh, you never stop learning. I'm 5 years, 5 years in, and I still check out message boards, follow emails. read books.
Right when you said that, I was about to hand you. So there was a coin on this table. Somebody dropped their sober coin outside, and I found it.
Oh, that's really fucking depressing.
Damn. God.
So I was walking the dog, and I was like, hey, that's a shiny. What is that? And I bend down, and I was like, oh, it says 24 hours sober.
Oh, nice. Probably your downstairs neighbor.
Not anymore. Probably because the license plate does say icanchange.org or whatever.
Yep.
So
he might need that back.
Nope. Probably already done. I lost my coin. I'm gonna drink this beer.
And don't wear your casually lit jacket while you go down there with your patches, casually lit patches and stickers.
What are you doing down here? We're partying. Come join us. Yeah. I found your 24-hour coin. You can have it back after you chug this beer bong.
Can we make a casually lit shirt with light bright lights on it?
Absolutely. That's
pretty damn smart.
Writing it down.
Somebody just stole our idea. Hey, don't steal our idea. We will sue you.
Those LEDs last forever.
If you're wondering where we've been for the last 6 months, law school.
Yes.
We are learned now.
We will sue your ass. Like literally, the state versus your ass.
Yeah, I would watch that, Judge Judy. I would watch it.
Jason versus the state versus your ass. What up? I'm here to get my monies. Count them out. Dollar bills, y'all.
Talking about these hoes.
Speaking of hoes, Rody sent me an article the other day that I wanted Rody to talk about.
Oh, Jesus.
Sounds like a good segue.
Something about a bee suit and maternity pictures.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was so weird. Yeah.
Danger.
Danger.
Danger, Will Robinson.
I guess some lady, I don't know where she was at now, but she wanted to do really sexy maternity pictures while she's pregnant, if you don't know what that is. She decided to do a suit. You don't know what
the pregnant is when a mommy and a daddy love each other. I'm just kidding.
No, it's about maternity. I know people know what pregnant is, but
am I pregnant?
Pregnant. I'm looking out for the kids that are under 12 that are listening to this podcast. Yes. I'm going to hit up all the junior highs with our flyers. Pop, right. Pop, pop, casually lit.
Yeah, so this woman from Ohio did maternity photos. Oh, Jesus Christ. With 20,000 bees on her belly.
That just seems unnecessary.
She said it was a spiritual experience.
Yeah, she's saying, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, over and over again. She's got them on her hands and her face. She has her damn mouth open like an idiot. That's not majestic. That's just, you're asking for it, man. Have you not seen My Girl?
Like,
oh.
Exactly. That is the appropriate response.
That is so bad. Okay.
So,
he went back to get her, was it her mood ring or something? Or her earring?
Nuva ring?
Yeah, he went back. Damn it, dude.
Okay, so here's a quote. People think I'm putting my baby at harm. Duh.
But is that part of the quote?
No. That's my own input. But bees are gentle, and I hope my bee belly. She actually said bee belly.
Bee belly.
Not babelly.
Yeah.
Beer belly.
Babelly.
I'm bee apostrophe belly.
Well, she is from Ohio, so she may have said babelly, and they just wrote it in.
Go Cleveland
this
Brown.
Is what she meant.
Helps people see that they aren't as scary as you might think. This picture makes them as scary as I think they are.
I'm now terrified.
I'm just saying, if I were covered in that many bees, even in a controlled situation, that's not going to be no relaxing, majestic experience. That's going to be how soon can I get these damn bees off of me. I don't understand. I mean, I've never been pregnant. I don't know about you guys. If I were pregnant,
I would not cover it with a deadly animal.
I wouldn't even cover it with anything other than a muumuu, you know? Mm-hmm. I would not think to put live animals.
Well, that's like being down in Louisiana and taking a picture with an alligator and be like, well, people think, you know, alligators are harmful, and I just wanted to show everybody they're not. Oh, my God, it's biting me!
I didn't think you would eat my face, says the woman who voted for the panther eating face party.
I love all those guys with missing body parts. What happened? Bear attacked me. I poked it.
Yeah.
I said, fuck you, bear, and it ate me.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
So, evidently, bees are gluttons.
Oh.
So, she had a foolproof plan on how not to get stung. She fed the bees with sugar water so they wouldn't be able, so they'd be full and unable to bend enough to sting her.
So not only are they dangerous, they've committed one of the seven deadly sins. I don't want amoral bees crawling all over my pregnant belly while I'm the giver of life.
So, question. If you have to name this fetish...
Oh, here we go.
What are you going to name it?
Okay, so the idea, the whole idea for this was from her midwife and her natural doctor.
Oh, one of those natural doctors.
So it's an ND.
One of those natural doctors that says, don't worry if you're bleeding out, it will heal yourself.
Yeah, just pray on it.
Yeah. Ask Val Kilmer how that works out.
I suggest aspirin for that headache.
Excellent.
Val Kilmer. Just rub tea tree oil on it. You'll be fine.
The last photo...
But my arm's falling off.
...in this article is a selfie with her and the bees.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't look like the type of person I would take advice from. I'm just...
Yeah, I wouldn't put my stinger in her either.
God damn, Chris.
Oh, no. Chris wins.
Yep.
Well, no one's going to top that.
Yep. All right, next topic.
Thank you, Michael Booth. Banana salesman.
She was stung four times during this. She said all of them were her fault.
So
see, that would be my worry. I would be at fault several thousand times.
Let's just pretend for 10 seconds that they didn't know, but the fetus was allergic to bees. Dead.
But she had a foolproof
feeding them
exit plan.
Oh.
You want to hear this?
Was there a fire thing or something?
No. This is her backup plan. Just in case they started to swarm and became hostile.
Hostile.
She was going to rip off her dress and run into the garage.
Oh,
good. She had a backup plan.
But she was going to turn on the light so the bees would go towards the light.
Oh. It says... Oh.
That's moths.
Bees are attracted to the light?
I don't know. I'm not an apiarist. I don't know.
I'm not a...
I love ape tits.
All-natural doctor. I'm not one of those natural doctors that, you know, rub this aloe vera plant on your bloody... scab dying wound or something.
Is that not what you're supposed to do?
Just rub it on there. You'll be fine. You need 15 your bones sticking out. Just like, hey, wrap a eucalyptus leaf across that. You'll be fine.
It works for koalas.
You got to eucalyze legalyptus, man.
You're going to be fine. Here's some ointment. What is this? It's stuff that I made in my garage from gorilla poop.
Yes.
I'm just making up things now.
Sounds like a green zebra guano to me.
Yeah, there you go.
Green guano. Zebra. It's guano.
Harambe or aspirin.
So, I do want to name that fetish, though. If you want to jerk off to pictures of pregnant women with bees on it.
Be like buzz holding?
Buzz
holding.
Like cuck holding, but with bees?
So it's like the bees are taking your wife from you.
Exactly.
I like that, Chris. Okay. Buzz holding.
A little element of risk.
Honey do me fetish.
Honey do me. Honey do me. What do you like? You know, sometimes I like to watch bees, you know, get all over my wife while she's pregnant.
I like to honey do me.
Sometimes I just like to watch, you know. She's like, oh, I love bees. I'll play with bees. You're welcome. You are welcome. What's next there? Let's drink we can shoot the ciders.
We could shoot the ciders.
With a gun, please?
They're not excited. So I got this Strongbow Cider multi-pack for 99 cents. Who could not be excited about that? If I'm in the liquor store and there's a beer that's under $3, I'm getting it. I don't even care if it's the Lord of the Rings Gollum Stout. I bought that twice. Because it's like, at one point it was 99 cents for a bomber.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to try it.
It's tempting. Care.
Especially if it's a dark beer, a stout or a porter, usually it's going to be fine. Now, if it's an IPA and it's 99 cents, you might not buy that
because
it's going to taste like sugar water.
Sugar.
And then
water.
Edgar's going to want to drink it.
More. Edgar's going to hang off your bones.
I like to go back for Men in Black references.
I quote that movie daily.
Oh.
Daily.
The bees do too, because they like their sugar water.
Oh, Jesus. Bees will haunt my dreams forever.
I think we should recreate that photo shoot with Chris.
Done. Written down on the schedule. What's your weekend look like, Chris?
If you can find that many bees, I'm not going to do it.
We still have to do your electrical tape photo shoot.
This cannot.
That.
This cannot for real be Pink Lemonade. Oh, no way. Pink lemonade is like one of my favorite things in the world.
You're going to hate this.
Fresh.
Dude, my excitement level, I just went from 6 to midnight.
Hey, it doesn't smell like poop.
Does it smell like pink lemonade, though? That's what matters.
It does not.
God damn it, it does not.
I'm also not getting very much of a taste of pink lemonade.
That's delicious.
I didn't look for a date. I just like, pink lemonade, that's different.
That is out of this world different. Tastes like
okay, I get the lemons now.
It's like a lemon IPA. It's lemon with some bitter in there. That's pretty good.
It's actually, yeah, it's
with a little hint of sweetness on the end.
Sweetness.
It's subtle, which I kind of appreciate. The first beer we had was kind of a sugar bomb. It was sugary and salty and tart, which was the Green Zebra from Founders.
It was delicious. I want another. Yeah.
So this is Evil Dead from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Right?
Twin.
He said that earlier, too. You said Evil Dead earlier. Evil Twin.
Nope, Evil Dead. George Romero lives.
Mother of God.
Are these the guys that have the one-armed brewer, Evil Dead?
No, that's Def Leppard.
Ash from the Evil Dead has one arm and a chainsaw.
Yeah,
he's got a brewing paddle on the other arm.
Like, right, he's got a chainsaw and then also an arm sometimes.
This is really good. I don't hate it. Get this locally. It's very just crappily labeled. But
yeah, I haven't seen it locally.
I kind of want to take this sticker off and put it on my face.
Evil Twin.
Yeah, no, this is... I would trade for this if I could.
Well, you just got to find somebody in Arkansas.
Arkansas. I know lots of people in Arkansas.
Got to break over that state line.
So do we want to talk about the worst Tinder date ever that I discovered today?
That you had or you discovered?
Discovered. I have not done Tinder since I got married. And it wasn't around before I got married, so I missed out on the whole Tinder craze, which kind of sucks.
Thank God. When I read about
consider that a divorce. Nice. Fuck you, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think that if Tinder had been around, I would be in a lot of trouble. So I'm glad it wasn't, because I probably would have just been like, ooh, sex.
I don't think I personally know anyone on Tinder.
Because that's how it works, right? You just click sex. And
well, I mean, yes or no.
Chris, are you on Tinder? You're single.
I was a while ago, but
damn,
I got a lot of...
Did you kindle any flames?
Did you grinder anyone?
No, but...
Did you get a lot of meet me in the bathroom stalls, Chris? Is that where you're going with this?
Were there some glory holes?
No, but apparently if you don't specify what you're looking for, you'll get all things. So I got a lot of dudes.
Okay.
And chicks. And I was like, nah, good.
And question marks?
Oh, dudes and chicks that...
And then he found out you're swiping the wrong direction.
That would suck. So he's like swiping yes on every guy and no on all the chicks. That would be awesome. This map's stupid. I get nothing but guys.
But no, I never found like any of like the super, you know.
So did you meet anybody?
No.
Okay. Fuck you, Tinder. Way to let us down. I had a lot of hope for Tinder after my divorce.
My dick is still intact.
Arnold Schwarzenegger said we'd get divorced.
He did. He said it.
I heard him.
He was a governor.
In my headphones. Anyways.
But apparently this poor woman had probably one of the worst experiences I've heard of.
It has to be the worst. So this happened in Britain. It was definitely the Euro I saw on the GoFundMe.
Yeah, it's European of descent.
Yes. And they met on Tinder. And she went back to his apartment. They're like making out or whatever. And she has to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Was it a number one or number two, David?
It was a number two. And it was quite a messy one.
Yes, it was. She had to go to the bathroom. And she went to the bathroom and tried to flush the toilet.
Didn't work.
Would not flush. So she was super embarrassed and did not want the guy to come there and see this. So for whatever reason... Whatever reason,
she decided to take matters into her own hands by putting matter in her hand. Matter was poop. She grabbed the poop.
She reached into the toilet with a napkin or something, and grabbed what was in there.
Yeah, because that'll protect you.
She had the turd in her hand and went to throw it out the window, not realizing that the two buildings were right next to each other, and it was one of those double pane windows. So it looked So it looks like the window was open, but it goes down in there and in between all the way to the bottom.
Yeah. Apparently that was the beginning of her trouble.
There's a turd not stuck the end in the of it. Window. Yeah.
Why would you ever do a GoFundMe to replace that window?
Oh, please, millions of strangers, hear my plea.
I bet yep. you got it, though.
Well, it got worse because she went and told the guy what happened. So they go in there to try to fix it. She's like, don't worry, I can fit down in there and get it. So,
and it's gone.
She climbs up in the window. It gets stuck. And they had to call the fire department.
She becomes, I believe I read the phrase, stuck fast. Which is British for goddamn she ain't coming out.
Yep. To call the fire department to come get her out of the window where she was trying to get her own turd that she threw in the window.
Yeah, so meanwhile, she's stuck face to face with her glaring mistake of trusting a stranger's toilet for the first time.
So she was like drinking Green Zebra the entire time?
Yes.
I hope they get married. But he started a GoFundMe and he's already got like $1 billion.
Yeah, they've already totally funded this. They've made
about like 10 windows, yeah.
They've made lemonade out of a poop window.
He had to do a GoFundMe to pay for the window because they had to replace the whole window because the fire department had cut it out.
Had to break it out.
To get her and the turd safely out of there.
You guys ready for the worst pun of the night? I bet there was no date number two.
Should end on
get
that
out,
note.
David.
No.
Oh my god. Thanks a lot. I've been David. Oh, jeez. Have any of you ever had a date that bad?
You know, I was trying to think about that. My first date was pretty bad. The very first date I ever went on, I wrecked my mom's car. Oh, wasn't my fault, though. Yeah. I had to beg her to take the Yukon out, and I got the Yukon. Like, let's go to the movies. We drove to the movies, and I was in a parking spot, didn't like it, backed out, went to the next spot, parked, and this lady backed out and just smashed the crap out of the back of my mom's Yukon.
She's probably covered in bees.
Then I started crying on my first date instead of acting like a man.
That's not great.
I was only 16, and I started crying. I was like, oh, it's going to kill me. And I got the lady's insurance information and did everything right, but the rest of the date kind of sucked.
I can imagine it.
It was Mission Impossible 2. Tom Cruise.
That's the movie you saw, uh-huh. Or that's how the date went?
Both. Yeah, it was the Mission Impossible 2, the Tom Cruise movie. So great. That was the worst date I ever went on. Anybody else?
Got stuck on the beach in my pickup. It's not a four-wheel drive. It's like, just a regular like pickup.
Oh, like stuck in the mud stuck?
No, like stuck in the sand stuck. How you should not drive on sand if you have a two-wheel drive vehicle.
That is correct.
With an especially light back end where your drive wheels are. Yeah, so I gave $20, which was the funding for the rest of the date, to some guy in a Jeep so he can go buy some Natty Light and talk about dumbasses who get stuck on the Jeep, stuck on the beach.
Was there another date?
There was not.
Aw. Sad music. We need sad music.
Beautiful.
Oh my god, Chris, that was beautiful.
And soundbite.
Yeah. Please hold.
Cable man. Yep. Cable guy. Cable dude.
Cable man's the sequel.
Cable gentleman, as they know it in Britain.
Rhodey, worst date?
Worst date, probably
2 days ago.
Probably because of, yeah. 2 days. Probably due to hot or not.
Cheers to that.
Went to a bowling alley to meet this girl, and realized the pitcher was probably like 2 or 3 years old and about 50 pounds ago.
Also, like all of our pictures.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you're cool, but it's a little shady that you still have that picture up.
I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna, you know, go to bed. I'll be back and just leave.
Yep.
Wait, so you mean people lied on the internet?
They did. I found out the hard way.
Dude, Hot or Not was awesome. You put your picture on there and people rated it. And then when you logged in the morning to see what you were rated, you could judge your self-worth.
Oh, that's extremely destructive.
Especially for Tony.
Oh, man. I would wake up and be like, I'm at an 8. And then I was like, I'm cool with that. But if it was lower than that, I probably would have killed myself.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm a 7. I'm so ugly. Tony was like at a 6 or something. And
he put a terrible picture on there. It was like a 4.2. I was like, good God, put that picture down and put up a different one. And then we picked it, made him a new one, and it was like a 6.
Yep. We got him up there. And then remember Bray? We put Bray's picture where he looked like a girl on there.
Yep.
And he got trashed and he was mad at us. He cried about it.
That seems like a very damaging thing for a person to do to themselves.
Oh, it was terrible. You just sit out there and rape people all day long. And then, of course, every girl that had a thong, you were like 10.
Yeah.
10.
Of course.
I can't even see your face. 10.
Found one that showed tits. 10.
Oh, just to fuck with her. 9. Gotta know what that last point was.
It was crazy. I don't even know if that website's still around. That'd be interesting.
I feel like it probably is not now.
Now it's just Facebook. You put a photo and get no likes, and then you put an ugly one, and everybody's like,
bleh. Yeah, you know what that is? That's you tagging your own photos versus other people tagging your photos. That's the real measure of whether or not.
Yep, it's still a website.
Oh, hotornot.com. Chris is in there rating right now.
The research arm of Casually
Lit.
I'm
going to put my picture up on it and see if I'm hot or not.
Chris, I will give you a 9.7.
It's also an app.
Hot or Not app. Well,
someone followed through all the way on that idea.
We're reverting back to our old thing. Chris, what's the worst date you ever went on?
I didn't really ever have any bad dates.
Oh,
mostly
goddamn.
Just mate.
Rico Suave.
Mostly just mate. Sorry, Tarzan. Jeez. Mr. Chris Virile over here.
Every time a girl comes to pick me up, she just jumps in my bed. Okay, sorry, Chris. Sorry, we don't have those kind of skills.
You ever done so much fucking that you have to put your balls on ice?
I already missed the balls on ice comment.
Hey, balls on ice, I got tickets to that.
Why did he get that bomber out when it's 10 o'clock at night? Yay! Yeah.
Nagasaki in here because Rody wants us to get bombed?
Damn.
Did you just...
I don't even know if that's okay, man. And that's me saying that.
Oh, my God. Did you... Rody didn't even hear that. He said, is it Nagasaki in here because we're about to get bombed? Rody made the face like he just quit the show, Chris. Rody quit.
Questionable at best.
We're losing members left and right. Some people won't even show up. Yes. Other people quit because of Nagasaki jokes. I'm going to use that, though, tomorrow. Whenever my work's overflowing, I'll be like, God, this must be Nagasaki in here because we get bombed. I don't want to offend anybody. All right, let's drink this last beer here so we can
last
recap
beer.
This. Recap. Oh, it's already over here by me. I want to drink the La Funde Munde. What the fuck is this?
That's pretty close.
La Funde Munde.
That's what it's called, man.
I mean, it is one of the neighbors of the USA, but it's
La
not fin to the south.
La Funde Munde.
La Funde Munde.
I want to write this song. David, what is it? Correct me again.
La Fin du Monde. It's the end of the world in French.
Is that really what it is?
Yes.
Oh.
As we know it.
Unibrew, which is a Canadian brewery.
I know Unibrew. He's a bomber.
French. God damn. It's a Belgian style triple, 9% alcohol by volume, ale brewed with spices, bottle re-fermented. This is extremely findable. You can find this anywhere.
It's pretty good.
It's La Fin du Monde. That's LAFINDUMONDE. It's still got some giggling, chuckling, chortling
notes. You got some giggling in those notes.
I detect some giggling. La Fin du Monde recreates the style of beer originally developed in the Middle Ages by Trappist monks for special occasions. We have a show to do for special occasions. A golden ale, mildly yeasty, with notes of malt, fruit, and spice, followed by a smooth, dry finish. People are trying to fucking fucking beet red over here.
I hate Belgians, but this is actually really good. Never had this before.
I had this. Actually, the first time I had this was a homebrew meeting.
I almost get a little citrus out of it.
Yeah, I can see citrus.
Or maybe that's the other six beers that we had before this.
Yeah, it's probably leftover pink lemonade. Now, citrus comes out of this. The Belgian yeast has certain spices that are very characteristic to Belgian beers.
Coriander?
Coriander, yes. A little bit of black pepper.
Okay.
And just a real distinct yeast sweetness and character.
Apparently Chris right? Farley
did the gong.
Apparently Chris Farley didn't agree with that.
God damn it.
Did I miss a joke? Or you guys just got a bad case of the giggles?
You didn't hear Chris Farley in the middle of your review?
No, I didn't. I was talking good words.
I just want you to know that I've gone through every sound on the soundboard tonight.
Good job.
Nice.
We need to add more. No, while you were reading that thing, you hit the
ball. No, I know. He hit it. Did you hit it twice?
What? No, I should have.
Oh, okay. I only heard it the one time, but you guys were giggling well before that.
Well, that was definitely thanks to the Unabomber, but...
Yeah.
By the way, there's a documentary on Netflix about that.
Netflix?
Yep.
There we can go.
Time to go home.
Hi, I'm Rody.
I'm Rody, and welcome to fuck up this podcast.
Welcome to Slurry McSlurison.
Oh my god.
Oh goodness.
I definitely want to say this. It's starting to feel natural again, isn't it?
Oh, I'm getting back into the swing.
Can't
of things.
Talk. Oh, these guys are terrible. All they do is laugh at themselves because they're lit. Casually.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, there's no pressure. We just put beers in front of each other and dare each other to goddamn drink it. No, get that fucking Strongbow cider away. I don't want it. No.
Oh, God bless. Yeah. This Belgian's really good, actually.
Yep.
And it says it's... What is... The date says BB...
Best Buy.
Yeah.
So you can wait till 2019 to drink this?
Nice. So the actual fin de monde.
God damn it.
Yeah, what's the next?
I don't want to say that name anymore.
What's the next day that the world ends?
I don't know. I feel like 2012 was kind of the big one. I was kind of actually like looking forward to it. I was like, all right, sweet. There's like no grown-up responsibilities. But then life kept happening.
And in case you're wondering, la fin de monde in your nose is not too comfortable. Because of Netflix.
It tastes like burning.
Yeah. Netflix.
Netflix. I distinctly remember both of my older brothers giving me Netflix to wake me up.
I was going
to
say, I figure we can start Netflix's horror division.
Well, it's actually a streaming service all about chickens and turtles.
Nice.
More of that murdering innocent creatures than David. Oh, man. Oh, man. But speaking of Netflix, I started watching Ray Donovan recently, and I really enjoyed that television program.
It's pretty good.
It's very entertaining. Have you seen it before?
Like the first season.
How'd you stop?
Work.
I don't know how y'all do that. I'm like, I gotta finish crap, but whatever. I just watch it, and I'm like, can't stop.
I'm unfamiliar with it. Can you synopsize it?
Ray
is a fixer.
He fixes things for rich people. But I will say that I thought it was going to be more about what he was fixing, and then it kind of went a different direction. But I was like, okay, I'll take that. He's a badass at fixing things. Like a celebrity kills somebody, he shows up and fixes it.
He's a cleaner.
Yeah. Okay. Not, he doesn't vacuum the body. He like calls people and...
He fixes the problem. Okay, I got it. That's just like, because like fixing is like, does he like take care of their pets and like... You know,
give people vasectomies.
That's what I thought. It's like, I mean, rich people are into eugenics and that type of thing. So it's like, this is a really dark show.
Nah, he straightens everything out, fixes publicity, everything. He makes it innocent, whatever. But it's a really good show. It's adult, of course. Lots of cursing and drugs and sex.
So hypothetically, if I were on a date I shit out a window.
Ray's the guy to call.
All right. Good to know. She apparently that information was not handy at the time.
He would have fixed it. Like, he helped a guy adopt a kid and all that. You know, anything that needs to be fixed, he does it. And he's got that badass mob mentality. It's almost like a little bit like Sons of Anarchy. He's got that Jax Clay. A badass. Every time he walks in the room, you know, you're like, oh, look at you. You're a badass.
Oh, Sabretooth. Welcome.
He's the shitty Sabretooth in the shitty Wolverine movie. Oh, my God. And then I did. Are you guys going to go see It, or am I going to be the only one that goes to see that movie?
Oh, we'll see It. My wife is big on horror films, so we will absolutely see that.
Say my name. I want to replace that edit with Destiny Child. Say my name. Say my name. You acting kind of shady. Been calling.
Baby.
But, so you're going to go see It? She's a big Stephen King horror fan?
Big time.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that one of the first trailers we got, full trailers of that, was a shot-for-shot remake of the original trailer.
Yeah.
I think that is the coolest freaking way to pay homage to something that's 30-plus years old.
Yay. I think that I am super pumped because it's going to be scarier than the original, and the original was scary as crap because it was on regular TV, and my grandma didn't, you know, she's like, it's on regular TV, you can watch it, and it scared me really bad.
Yep.
You have a terrible grandmother.
Yeah. It was on regular TV, I don't blame her. I'd be like, it's cool, kids, watch. Oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah, but so was Richard Simmons.
Yeah, it's true, that's actually quite scary. Why didn't it turn into Richard Simmons? That would have been frightening.
Crossover!
But when we were at Cool Keg, I don't remember when it was. It wasn't the night y'all were there. We were there the night before, and they were showing It on the TV, and I don't know why, but it was on there, and I was like, oh my God, this looks stupid. They were fighting the giant spider, and it was like claymation. Like,
yeah, it doesn't hold up.
Doesn't celebrity deathmatch on MTV was more
let's get it on.
Was better than that. I was like, he's like poking a fire. I was like, oh my God, that was scaring me. But, you know,
the shower scene's still pretty creepy.
What was really bad about It, that movie, because a lot of it, so a lot of horror movies these days, they show you everything. They don't leave anything to your imagination.
Yeah, they do.
Blood guts! You're like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. But back then, some of those horror movies back then left a lot to your imagination.
That's why they're so psychologically scarring to this day.
Speaking of psychologically scarring, It Follows, finally watched it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not like jump scary, but it's like psychologically, like you're just like, fool, this is creepy.
Impending scariness. Yeah. We saw that one.
Things always following it. You, no matter what you do.
Yeah. No matter what you do. It's going to be slow as fuck, but it's going to find you, and it's going to get you.
Like responsibilities.
Right.
Maybe that's what the metaphor is.
Like, it is. Well, it's fucking terrifying.
Like, I almost feel like it's a propaganda film. Like, don't have sex.
Yeah.
Yep. At the very end. If you stay past the credits, you have an old lady just wagging a finger at you.
Yep. It was the
herpes. You better not.
It was the herpes virus. She was wearing a shirt that said herpes virus.
Yeah, it's very Taylor Swift, just on the nose.
Look past the boobs.
Always coming at you. I spend a lot of time on Reddit, as we know, and I follow the subreddit sex, where a lot of people ask for sex advice. Dumb lady on there was like, is it normal for every guy to want to bang you with no condoms? I was like, ugh. And people were on there like, you're stupid for not making them wear them.
Like, madam, you have made mistakes.
Yeah, it's like, and then they were like, you need to go get checked. She's like, I have no symptoms. I was like, ugh.
Don't
children
a thing. If, there you go.
You need to go get checked. So you finally watched that. I'm glad. It's a good movie, too.
Yeah. It's an excellent movie.
Next one you need to watch is that You Can't Hear Me or whatever the fuck it was.
Was that good?
Ooh.
I still haven't seen that one about
don't
the...
Don't Move, I think.
Don't Move, yeah.
Ooh.
Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe,
yeah. I was like, ooh.
What was the old guy?
Yes.
Wine old guy, yeah.
Ooh. What was the one about the black guy and the KKK?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched that one.
Oh, it was the key, the one was...
Get Out?
Yep.
Get out. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good movie. That was entertaining.
Get Out, Don't Breathe, and
It Follows.
Yeah. Best movies of the year. They were all in different years. Best movies of their years.
If you think of those titles, just think of the things you do on a daily basis, and then there's a situation where you'll be killed if you do that. So Get Out, Don't Breathe, It Follows, You're Gonna Die.
It.
Yeah.
It Follows. And then next week, I'm going to talk about The Orville. I cannot wait to watch that. It comes out this weekend.
Redenbacher?
The Orville.
I'm afraid.
Don't eat.
Wait, you're afraid of popcorn?
Yes.
Orville bread and butter. Scary.
Bread and butter?
I don't know.
They're making pickles now?
I don't fucking care. I don't care about your bullshit.
He knows which side his popcorn's buttered on.
I know.
I'm gonna watch, I want another.
I'm going to watch Seth.
Rogan?
No.
McFarlane?
Green.
McFarlane. You tried. You tried to F me up, and I did not fall into your trap.
Oh, the space thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to watch him.
Be, so afraid.
Be the president. The president. Be
the president of a spaceship.
The president. I'm going to watch him be the captain of the spaceship, and it's going to be awesome. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I cannot wait. It's gonna. It releases this Sunday, so we'll, I'll have a review. Just like, and I think it's one of those Brooklyn Nine-Nine things where I was like, "This is gonna be terrible. Mm-hmm. It's gonna suck." So I'm gonna watch it and be like, "Yes, I love it."
This guy's hooked on Brooklyn Nine-Nine now.
Yeah. Oh, you should. I wish I could. I still should go back and play the original episode. It was on CapCast before any. It was the very first podcast I ever did, and I talked shit about how Brooklyn Nine-Nine was gonna be dumb. And I've seen every episode before.
So I do have a question for Orville. What's the over-under for how many musical numbers are in the first episode?
Two. I think the line should be at two, and I'm going to say over.
I'm hoping there's not one, but I'd say one. But at the same point, they think it's going to get canceled already. They're already worried about it, so that's a bad. But they're saying sci-fi things don't last anymore. They're already worried the new Star Trek is going to get canceled.
And movie?
It comes out soon, too. Pumped. Because sci-fi doesn't hold up. I mean, there's think about it. There's nothing on TV right now sci-fi related.
Sci-fi channel.
Beyond
there's
that.
There's a Squatch in these woods.
Ancient aliens.
I mean, shit, back in the day, you had like...
That's History Channel.
You had like nine different Star Treks going, and you had all kinds of sci-fi stuff.
Stargate.
Ooh. That was a good show.
I love Stargate.
It was. Just was a good show.
Daniel Jackson.
So yeah, next week we're going to talk about that. All right, we didn't really get into Star Wars drama. I want to talk about that too. Disney, period. They fired... So the... Yeah, how many...
Episode 9.
Director?
Directorless.
Yeah. Like... They keep doing that, though. Disney keeps having problems with all these directors.
I mean, it sounds like Disney knows what they want, and they just can't find a stooge with enough street cred to support what they want.
I mean, I heard that the Han Solo first cut was so bad that people were like, scrap it. So,
I know, but they're committed to it. Oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be a Han Solo. There will be an Obi-Wan.
That
which is the only
for.
One that needs to be made.
Yeah, I love Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan.
Oh, that was the only redeeming thing of the original three.
And Qui-Gon, besides the way he died.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, you ever play Knights of the Old Republic?
Meditate. Uh-huh.
Probably one of the best video game series of all time.
It was.
I'm just going to go on record. I loved games. It.
It was the best. You could go light or dark side.
Yes.
Such a beautiful
That's
game.
That's the beauty of it. It's like choose your own adventure.
Darth Raven's above this wall.
I saw.
Darth Raven, Darth Malak.
Raven, yeah.
Beautiful game. Speaking of games, our partners, you guys should go listen to Controllers and Keyboards.
Yes!
We haven't even released yet, but go listen to Controllers and Keyboards. Listen to that. If you love video games, which Chris, me and Chris love video games. Everybody else loves entertainment.
Yeah, that's a great podcast.
Controllers and Keyboards, we're going to be partnering with those guys. I don't know on what levels yet. I know I'm going to go on their show. I know we'll have any of those guys that want to come over here and drink beer and talk shit.
They go top to bottom on whatever topic they have on their show. They go top to bottom. They say all the things you say and think while you're going through this game for the first time. Once you get hooked, they got all those hooks in there. It's just a solid show.
Definitely listen to those guys and get ready for the joinings that we'll be having with them. And we haven't partnered with anybody else. We're still young. We're still developing what our plan is. It's coming. But next week we're going to talk about beer, of course. We still haven't even touched on that Cobra stuff, and we should do that just for fun.
For grins.
Because it happens a lot, and it's going to start happening more and more with beers closing and problems and blah, blah, blah. It's a business. The passion, the slowly the passions that we're able to start passion projects are becoming business projects. It's not so easy to, it's not going to be so easy anymore. It's like, oh, the new guys in town when there's 37 new guys in town. Rody didn't even talk about the breweries that he went to. Do you want to talk about one before we go?
About just one? Yeah, I went to Little Rock, went to Lost 40, Rebel Kettle, Blue Canoe, and what was the other? Oh, Diamond Bear, which is kind of like their version of RAR. Oh, been there forever. Some solid offerings, but nothing crazy.
Diamond Bear?
Mm-hmm.
And you enjoyed them all?
There's snickering in the background.
Some were better than others.
That's how it all
Rebel, Kettle, and Lost 40 are probably the two best breweries in Little Rock that I've been to.
Ah.
And they both serve amazing food on top of that.
Ooh, good. So you were able to eat dinner and
drink
some good beer. I like that. And I like that more and more embracing that. And I know it's a pain in the ass, but, I mean, it just makes things easier. It makes things easier to go, oh, food's already here. Food trucks are cool, too, though. But some of the places we go to don't even have food trucks. They have nothing. Just here's some beer.
Yeah, that's rough. That's hard to do that.
It's like, or they'll bring you out a bowl full of Kettle Chips.
Yeah.
It's like, this is weird. It was like an entire bag of Kettle Chips just dumped out in front of us. I was like,
that'll be $1.79, please.
I'm gonna eat all these fucking Kettle Chips and drink this beer. I'm gonna be fat as shit and not come back here. And it's your fault. And I pointed the pin. It's your fault.
This is your fault, assholes.
On that note of some better than others, there's a really interesting article that a Texas chain called the Flying Saucer wrote about on their blog about the impact of what local versus regional versus national brands do in given markets. I'm going to let you form your own opinions because I personally disagreed with the original intent of the article, but it's well written and well explained. It's just a little narrow. So you can check that out. I'd just go to Flying Saucer and hit blog, probably. I found it through a link on Facebook, but it talks about the impact of what homers do. You know, they'll latch on to their neighborhood brewery, which is all well and good. It's great to support local. But if they're not doing good enough things to compete nationally and they're edging out national brands, that's when it starts getting difficult to decide who deserves to be on the wall. And that's a touchy topic.
That could be a fun topic.
Yeah, that has to do with price, too.
Yeah, and part of that is size.
Hey, I am a connoisseur, and now when I'm going to the stores and St. Arnold's dropped down to $7.99, you're damn right I'm buying a six-pack of that.
That's a fair point.
So shout out to you. What are you trying to say?
Shout out to you, St. Arnold. And it's hard not to buy RAR since it's down to $7.99 everywhere you go. It's like, damn it. You're like looking, though, and you're like $11.11, and then you see that $7.99 for
dead gum.
Yeah, you're like, why not?
That's good beer.
Why not? It's not bad. Exactly. That's the point, too. It can't just be price. It has to be good as well. I mean, there's some that you're like, oh, that's $6. I would rather have piss in that bottle.
Wow.
But, yeah, price point. It's a very good point. So,
but that's the shit we talk about when we get casually lit.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Get ready for next week. This is going to be a weekly show. We're looking at releasing on Friday morning. So basically Thursday night, Friday morning. So
Dan, love you guys.
Have a good night. Day, morning, afternoon. That's the button I didn't add yet. It's the Jim Carrey one. I downloaded the sound. He's like, and in case I don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And that's what I want to end the show on. So.